On January 1st, 2017, the most comprehensive set of reforms to New Jersey's criminal justice system since the adoption of the 1947 Constitution took effect. Both the statutory changes and the constitutional amendment moved the state from a pretrial system based primarily on monetary bail to one based on a scientific assessment of risk, creating a pretrial services program, and adopting stringent speedy trial time requirements. Under this new system, the decision to release or detain a defendant is based on an assessment of the risk that the defendant will commit another offense and the risk that the defendant will not appear for required court appearances. This new approach, based on the measurement of risk, will ensure that the highest risk defendants are kept in jail until trial, that moderate risk defendants will be released until trial with conditions and monitoring to mitigate the defendant's risk, and that the lowest risk defendants are released until trial with little or no monitoring and few or no conditions. This fundamental shift from a pretrial release system based on the defendant's resources and ability to pay to one based on scientifically measured risk to the community will result in a criminal justice system that is more fair and more just, and will assist in better preserving the safety of the citizens of New Jersey. Generally, an eligible defendant is a person against whom a complaint warrant is issued for an indictable offense or a disorderly person's offense, unless otherwise specifically provided by the bail law, where the arrest takes place on or after January 1st, 2017, regardless of when the offense occurred. Process highlights. After an arrest, a law enforcement officer may issue a complaint summons to the defendant or apply to the court for the issuance of a complaint warrant. If a complaint warrant is issued, an eligible defendant is temporarily detained in county jail pending a risk assessment and pretrial release hearing. If a complaint summons is issued, a defendant is released and considered a non-eligible defendant. Law enforcement also makes a report about the facts of the arrest, called a Preliminary Law Enforcement Investigative Report, or PLEIR. Pretrial Services Program, or PSP staff, will then interview the eligible defendant to complete the Uniform Defendant Intake Report, or UDIR. This report helps determine whether the defendant is eligible for a public defender and collects demographic data for the judiciary. This report is also referred to as the 5A application. Run a computerized tool called a Public Safety Assessment, or PSA, that measures the risk that the defendant will 1. Fail to appear in court, or FTA, 2. Commit new criminal activity, or NCA, and 3. Commit new violent criminal activity, known as NVCA, or FLAG. Apply the PSA score to a decision-making framework, or DMF, to provide a recommendation to the court regarding release. Either 1. Release on recognizance, or ROR, 2. Release with conditions, known as pretrial monitoring, level 1, 2, 3, or 3+, PML1, PML2, PML3, or PML3+, or 3, no release recommended, or NRR. Provide to the judge the PSA, release recommendation, and other information in the form of supplemental information that includes the defendant's juvenile record if it is within the past 10 years, final restraining orders entered against the defendant, and whether the defendant is currently on probation. A judge will then make a decision regarding release at a Central Judicial Processing, or CJP, first appearance, which must be held within 48 hours of the defendant's commitment to county jail. CJP first appearances must be on the record and open to the public. When held on weekends via a virtual courtroom event, a CJP first appearance will be streamed on the internet for public viewing, but will not be recorded online. Present at CJP first appearance is a judge, a prosecutor, a public defender, a PSP staff person, the defendant, and an interpreter if needed. The judge will rely on the PSA, release recommendation, and any information or reports presented by the parties, such as the PLEIR. The court will then make its pretrial release decision. If the court's pretrial release decision departs from the pretrial service's recommendation, the judge must state the reasons for departure on the record and include them in the pretrial release order. Eligible defendants must be released unless the prosecutor files a motion for detention, which can be filed any time after the arrest, including before the CJP first appearance. If the prosecutor does not file for this motion, the defendant will be released following the CJP first appearance. If a detention motion is filed, the defendant will be detained until the detention hearing that will take place within a few days of the CJP first appearance. Definitions. Complaint summons, or CDR-1, is a category of charging document. The complaint summons must be directed to the named defendant and must command the defendant's appearance in court at a stated time and place to answer to the complaint. It will also advise that an arrest warrant may be issued for failure to appear in court as directed. After law enforcement utilizes LiveScan to obtain an electronic fingerprint for a defendant, the electronic fingerprint will be used to pull information from state police and judiciary automated systems to assess a defendant's risk and generate a charging document for the alleged offense. Complaint warrant, or CDR-2, is a category of charging document. The criminal justice reform legislation requires that an arrest warrant for an initial charge shall be made on a complaint warrant CDR-2 form and signed by the judge or, when authorized by the judge, by the municipal court administrator or deputy court administrator after a determination of probable cause. The warrant shall be directed to any law enforcement officer authorized to execute it and, under criminal justice reform, shall order that the defendant be arrested and remanded to the county jail for a period of up to 48 hours pending a pretrial release determination. Failure to appear, or FTA, is any missed court appearance while on release pending case disposition for the current case. A bench warrant is typically issued following an FTA. An eligible defendant's risk of FTA is one of the three pretrial failure risk indicators calculated in the Public Safety Assessment, or PSA, as mentioned earlier, which also includes the risk the defendant will commit new criminal activity, or NCA, and commit new violent criminal activity, referred to as NVCA, or FLAG. No Early Release Act, or NERA. The law requires people convicted of certain first or second degree crimes to have a minimum period of parole ineligibility of 85% of sentence and parole supervision. NERA bump. A pretrial monitoring level, or PML, recommendation escalated one whole monitoring level if the current arrest is a NERA charge or failure to appear. Speedy trial. A provision of the new bail reform law that limits the amount of time an eligible defendant may be incarcerated after detention hearing.